Blog Talk Radio.
Friends or family in Boston?
I do. Well, I mean, I have like a person I know, but I mean, she's okay and her friends are okay, but I wouldn't say I have any friends up there now.
Okay. You have any enemies up there?
Besides professional athletes, probably not.
Well, I'm just asking so the FBI can flag this and possibly investigate you.
besides the
tragedy of the whole situation, it's terrible, and this is just proof that I'm a horrible person. But let's get Lou in on this.
Hold on.
By the way, I'm apologizing in advance. I have like 5% battery, so hopefully I won't lose you guys. But if I do, I'm not hanging up on you.
No, we're not really worried whether you're here or not.
Yeah, I know you're not. I'm just saying.
Well, that's very
right,
sweet of you, but
why are you a horrible person?
Because the first thing I thought when they said somebody bombed the Boston Marathon was that Yankees fans are getting overzealous.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, really, that was like, that wasn't my first actual thought. That was my first thought of something to say on Facebook.
Yeah, I had like a bunch of like thoughts, I guess, in a similar vein to that, and I'm like, yeah, I'm just not going to say anything because I'm going to get yelled at, number one. And number two, people are not going to be able to tell what I'm kidding about and what I'm serious about, and I'm just like, yeah, it's not worth it.
Yeah, people definitely get bent out of shape about all that.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
I was just going to be trying to be clever and like, I did it, but then I thought the FBI.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Man. But I mean, nobody would believe in the competence of a Puerto Rican terrorist anyway.
See, I disagree.
Been known, actually. Puerto Ricans ran into Congress and shot up the place in the 60s or the 50s.
Yeah, and see how far that got.
Well, it was more of a protest. They didn't want to kill anybody.
I mean, they got in there, they shut up Congress, they're like, yeah! And then, since then, everybody in Congress has been extraordinarily safe.
Yeah. They also tried to kill Eisenhower.
Yeah.
Puerto Ricans tried to kill Eisenhower?
Yeah. They got pretty close. They killed one of his bodyguards.
So real quick, did they actually find somebody yet? Because I heard this afternoon they had,
no.
But I wasn't sure if it was confirmed.
No.
They'll have it.
Okay.
That's apparently a hoax. I just CNN said that nobody. Actually, the Boston police themselves said nobody's been arrested as a suspect at all.
Okay. It's got to be like it's got to be a not to use the term inside job, but it's got to it can't be like a like an outside terrorist threat, can it? It doesn't have to be like an American.
Think it's some asshole, you know, lonely guy.
Yeah, that's what I think too. Because like everybody, like you know,
think, you
I
think
mean,
it might be like a. I mean, there's been a rash of asshole lonely guys doing fucked up shit like that, but.
Yeah, look at us on Saturday. Oh wait, that's different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very very funny, but. No, I mean, you know, I mean, there's been a lot of, like, you know, disenfranchised students and crazy loners blowing
up
schools.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You know, as soon as this happens, you know, you go online and, you know, you go on Twitter or Facebook or even, like, you know, CNN and all this other stuff, and everybody's first, like, inclination is, oh, it's like, you know, it's the Arabs or it's Al-Qaeda or it's whatever. And I'm like, it's
well, see,
probably
that's just
not.
The thing that Well, I don't know because the loner guys, when they do stuff like that, they usually have a very specific reason for doing it. Even the guy who shot up the theater, you know, was trying to take revenge on. I mean, and usually it's not. They may have bombs with them, but that's not usually their main method of death and destruction. It's usually guns.
Right.
And this definitely, I mean, let's face it, this seems like a terrorist type of thing, especially since they found a bunch of unexploded bombs. They found, they exploded another bomb at the JFK library.
Well, see, that's the other thing I wanted to point out was,
in my opinion,
this is
fire.
A terrorist attack regardless of who did it.
Well, yeah,
it is a terrorist.
The library thing was just a fire, and they didn't find any other bombs.
Yeah, I thought the library thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, good. See that? No, you guys have more information than I did. I heard that it was a bomb at the JFK library.
No, I heard the library.
I heard
it was like an electrical fire or something
for men.
They also found I know that there's speculation that a package that was addressed to Obama had poison in it, but they did find a package addressed to a particular U.S. senator that had ricin in it, and ricin is like a particularly virulent and difficult to identify poison.
Ah, okay, that I didn't know.
I mean, I doubt they all came from the same place. It's probably just a...
Right.
That, I think, is just a coincidence, you know. I'm sure there's not some guy who's simultaneously poisoning U.S. senators and blowing up marathons, because that sounds like the plot of a really bad Tommy Lee Jones movie.
Right. Yeah, pretty much.
Or is Tommy Lee?
Or a good Tommy Lee Jones movie. I mean,
Spanish,
I don't know.
Actually.
I haven't seen it. Yeah.
Have you heard him speak Spanish?
Yeah, he speaks. He speaks Spanish really well, but it's still with that fucking Tommy Lee Jones accent.
But it's surprisingly good. Well,
yeah, it's very good, actually. He speaks Spanish better than you do, as a matter of fact.
Puerto Ricans don't speak Spanish. They speak stupid. So. Yeah.
I know. I actually.
Go ahead.
No, so, go on.
I was just saying, I'm assuming that you don't know anybody who was involved, like, you know, victim-wise?
Nobody that was. No, I do know people that were there. One of my friends was actually between both of the explosions. We didn't hear from her for a while because the phone lines are jammed and shit. But
I heard they blocked all the cell service, like, for like a couple of hours.
Okay. No, that's not true either. They didn't. No, everybody with their... See, I think it's a legitimate worry that the government is going to use this as a springboard for political bullshit of limiting people's rights for things like guns and whatnot.
I just picked up my wife at the train station. There was a squadron of, cops in military regalia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
yeah, I mean, that's...
They're going to
beat that. Everybody says, let's not talk about the politicization of this. And that's bullshit because I think that's a legitimate concern because that is what happens every time there's any kind of incident. Whether it's terrorism or just some random asshole, there's always a governmental response. Oh, we need to crack down on security.
Yeah. Slapped in the face that no one on the news, everyone's talking about like all these false alarms in New York, and they keep showing all this footage of the city and, from street cameras, and how no one ever talks about how there's so many street cameras.
Yes.
And how that to me, that just shouldn't be. I mean, I understand, security, et cetera, blah, 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 but it's the eye in the sky, and that goes back to like I watch Channel 11 in the morning. Every morning they have some rapist, every day like some guy fondled some girl. And they have all right,
Lou, why do you watch Channel 11? You watch it for Sakanya, don't you?
No, but
I'm really surprised that Mick hasn't been brought to justice yet.
Listen, I'm far too lazy to pull off something like that.
They'd be able to identify your twisted gait, your fucking Hunchback of Notre Dame, weird twisted hip canter.
That's true.
By now.
Yeah, I managed to throw him off the trail, but seriously, I don't have anywhere near that amount of like commitment to something like that. Like I'm far too lazy and I'm far too apathetic to ever get anywhere near.
I don't think your laziness is what prevents you from being a rapist, Mick. I think it's opportunity more than I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I don't know.
But they're all. They're saying, there's obviously a lot of speculation and everybody wants to, people are coming down on the fact that there's, that people are talking about how the government is going to use this. And yes, there are some alarmists out there that, as soon as this happened, they're taking to their pedestals and talking about governmental bullshit. And there should be a grace period. But that is a fucking legitimate concern. I mean, after 9/11, for fucking years afterwards, we had military presence in Grand Central Station, with fucking green looking little jarhead shits with their finger on the fucking trigger of these goddamn assault rifles standing out in plain view. That shit was nerve wracking. I don't know about you guys, but I did not feel comfortable with them there.
Yeah.
That terrorized me. Totally, dude. Like, I felt... It's horrible. It's such a precarious feeling to see
right.
soldiers marching around. That's not cool. It's not cool at all.
I mean, I get nervous when there's a large police presence in an area. You know, I even though I'm essentially a law-abiding citizen, I don't, you know, I've run the occasional stop sign, but, you know, I don't deal in drugs. I don't do anything like that. I'm not even a scofflaw. And to have police in an area makes me nervous because of the control and power that they have. And the military.
Yeah. Absolutely. Louis, do you not like the cameras on the streets because you're afraid they're going to catch you masturbating in public?
Yes, definitely. That's priority number one.
besides that, though, and there are good things that come from massive amount of cameras because, I think filming the police is something that should absolutely happen all the time.
That's a very good point. I was going to say, I actually don't mind the cameras, and I think a lot of it, like you said, is to keep an eye on them, you know, just as much as to keep an eye on...
Well, no, it doesn't ever work that way, though. I mean, there's, you know, they always walk, like, Occupy Wall Street, you know, they're watching them and taking pictures of them. There was a whole thing about how, FBI and New York NYPD were working together and looking up these people's backgrounds, you know? These are just people who...
Yeah.
Don't agree with an ideology, you know? And now you find out, you know, who they are, how to harass them, you know, call their boss, like, oh, do you know you have a crazy working for you? Oh, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
It's, you know, 60-year-old tactics that are still existing today.
It's true. It works both ways because on one hand, I mean, all you have to do is go on the internet and even on YouTube to find an inordinate amount of videos of cops misbehaving. And that's, you know,
I do like that.
I love
I
those
like
videos.
That YouTube,
yes.
YouTube has a shitload of those.
But at the same time, I honestly don't like the idea that there are private organizations out there with just, I mean, and I'm not even talking about governmental institutions.
No, I got a story for you guys. I just heard on the radio.
Okay, let me finish this real quick. Just, I don't like the idea that there are companies, even like small companies out there, who may have footage of me walking down the street picking my fucking nose. I don't like that.
Right, right.
And that's not cool at all. How is that not, you know, how is that more people aren't, like, you know, pointing out how that's not cool at all?
I think there's just so many people that are terrified of, like, you know, of terrorist attacks and all this other stuff that they, put up with having their own rights taken away as far as, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, they'll deal with that, which is terrible.
Yeah.
Like, that's, you know, no one ever talks about the original point is why are we in this position to begin with? Oil from people when we should have. But before
yeah,
we
there was,
my point
there was a report that came out recently about the amount of money that Halliburton made over in Iraq from the Gulf War. After the fallout of the Gulf War, the amount of contracts that they pulled in, the amount of money they made, and it was in the billions.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I mean, in average conversation, when you say the name Halliburton, I've watched people's eyes glaze over, and they don't want to hear it.
Right.
What the fuck are you logging into the a computer there, Louis?
No, I'm a Stop and Shop.
You too. I'm logging into a Stop and Shop myself. And what I wanted to tell you was there's a company called Stratford. Without the D at the end, Stratfor. And some hacker broke into their email. These people basically they collect intelligence.
over the world.
I can't hear. I can't hear what you're saying over that computer lady.
I'll be done in a second.
So basically, this company is a private company that collects info all over the world.
What's their name?
Strat4.
Okay.
And
what is Cracker?
Yeah, so it's basically it's like, let's say, like the CIA just incorporated now. You know? Not able to, like, do anything. So, you guys have to look it up. The stories that have come out of this is, like, the most crazy conspiracy stuff. It's basically like them all emailing each other about like this random crazy stuff. Like the Israeli prime minister was one of their informants. It's weird stuff. Like they were gonna open a separate company so that they could benefit from all this info. Like you know, play the stock market on it.
Oh really?
Yeah, the Czech Republic was getting fearful of Russia, so they were gonna buy arms from the U.S., so I guess they were going to invest in, like, you know, companies that, you know, U.S. companies that way, and a bunch of stuff, and they were watching protesters from, in India, from an industrial accident that happened from a U.S. company, like a bunch of ridiculous stuff. Now, the kid who brought all this to light, because they're a private entity, and there's no government, you know, observation of all this. They do whatever they want. The kid breaks into their, you know, mainframe or what have you.
Database. Mm-hmm.
Database. And publishes all this, you know, bringing this horrible shit to light. Yet he's going to get 40 years for hacking into the computer and publishing that stuff.
Of course he is.
I'm going to make a fucking example out of that.
Yeah, yeah.
If you expose the security flaws as a hacker in a corporate entity, even if it's not a governmental entity, the government will go after you with all of their fingernail guns.
That's their bullies.
Yeah, they have to make an example. Otherwise, you know, there's going to be so many other people trying to do the same thing. It's going to be
The problem I have with that, while morally it may be right to prosecute these people, which I think is also a gray area, the fact is that the government has become a corporate enforcer, period.
Right.
Absolutely.
It's not protecting citizens' rights, which is what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
It's protecting entities' rights. Yeah, property rights and the rights of these entities that we now know have become classified as people based on a really sneaky and obscure
loophole.
Law path. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean that's there's nothing that could be done about that at this point. Which is why I do believe we need things like WikiLeaks and stuff like that to kind of balance the equation.
You got published on WikiLeaks.
Yes, exactly.
Sanity. So, and they were comparing, as I was listening to WBA, and they were comparing, I guess, other situations of similar things, and people only got like 2 years. But since this is all crazy, serious stuff, you know, you got to get 40. Should they even collect?
I believe it.
Yep.
I believe it.
Yep.
Let me just hijack this back to the Boston thing for a second. Lou, you'll appreciate this especially. The worst thing to me so far that's come out of the whole the Boston attack, you know, obviously besides the injuries and shit, is that people are posting this. But it's you guys both know what a meme is.
I'm gonna take a 2 pounds of boar's head lemon pepper chicken.
It sounds like you're talking through cock.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just like an internet trend or a picture with words on it that gets passed around the internet. Essentially, it's it's like a fad type of thing. Well, there's this meme being posted around on Facebook and shit with a picture of the two schmucks from Boondock Saints, and it says on the bottom, I guess people don't remember what happened the last time evil reared its head in Boston. And that's just like the tackiest, to me, that's the tackiest fucking thing I could think of. Like, I guess it's supposed to be a reassuring joke.
Yeah, I guess, but yeah.
But first, I think the reason that it offends me more than anything is because that movie sucks.
It's just like, it's just like a kid wrote that. So sophomore.
It is. It's like a kid. It's like some Irish kid was masturbating to pictures of Boston and then wrote that. It really is.
Yeah, it really is.
Like, it's the most one-sided. It's like the thing, to me, the thing is almost fucking racist. It's basically like these two Irish jagoffs just trying to kill every bad guy that they can get. Mobsters, fucking gangsters, everybody. It's the worst masturbation fantasy I've ever seen put on film.
You haven't seen mine yet.
Besides Ben Affleck's Boston movies, pretty much.
Right.
Well, no. What was the one that he did? Come On, Baby, Gone? I thought that was good.
No, that wasn't Ben Affleck. That was Casey Affleck.
Oh, no, but he directed it.
Oh, did he? Yeah, well, that was pretty good. That was a good movie. I was thinking more of The Town.
Run, oh, my God.
Which was another Boston travesty.
Yeah, I'm going to say Boondock Saints is even worse, but it's close. A close second, I think.
Well, Boondock Saints is worse because of the cult-like status it achieved, but I think what pissed me off about The Town was the comparison to something like The Departed, which I thought was
really
excellent. Not right after I saw it, but like a day later when I was still thinking about The Departed, I was like, okay, it's a good enough movie to keep me like, you know, keep it in my mind for days afterwards.
Right.
But then they compared The Town to that. I was like, there's just the level of depth and intrigue that was in The Departed was like, that was not present anywhere in The Town at all.
Who was comparing this to?
Everyone. I mean, most of the reviews that I saw of The Town at the time were comparing it to The Departed.
The boys had three pepper cheese. Have you guys tried this new Boar's Head Kobe three pepper cheese?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Very good stuff. I dig it. I would eat it.
Yeah, I can't really fuck with cheese in general. And pepper cheese is just the worst of them all for my stomach, but.
Yeah,
no,
me too.
But yeah, I taste it.
I still eat it every day. I still have to blast ass every day.
Have you tried the Chipotle Gouda?
Yes, I dig it, but I like that other one a little more. Chipotle Gouda.
Have you tried my cock in your mouth?
That always makes me want to blast ass.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, like, above anything else, isn't anybody else fucking sick of this nonsense, sick of this fucking destroying, like, chunks? Like, America's not the greatest place that it used to be anymore. America sucks a lot. There's a lot of shit wrong with this country. But, I mean, like, I'm really tired of a lot of people getting killed that have nothing to do with the reason why this country sucks.
Well, we talked about this a few weeks ago. I don't understand the random destruction and killing of people.
Yeah.
Like you said, it has nothing to do with, like, whoever did this, their point was not proven by what they did. Like, whatever they did, you know, it's not fixing whatever problems that,
it's not going to the heart of it. They're not attacking the Pentagon as they should.
Right. I mean, if that's the issue, if it's somebody who's upset with, you know, their station in life or the government or whatever, like, whatever they did the other day didn't fix that.
Yeah.
No, and I mean, if their long-term goal is to turn this country into and to the same kind of country that they're likely from, if it's a foreign terrorist, you know, turning it into a fascist state and you know, squeezing people and making things more stressful for everybody so we overreact and agree with the totalitarian bullshit that comes about from this stuff, then it's working.
I don't know. I mean,
if that's the long-term goal, then
it's
fucking working. I guess we'll see.
Either way, it's just this is.
I think it's
like, going
to end up being Puerto Ricans.
Oh,
more than one, really.
Or maybe just one, from New Jersey. Or who lives in New Jersey from the Bronx.
I don't know. He did say he was almost out of debt the other day. Maybe he's,
maybe that's how he got out of debt. Somebody paid him.
Yeah.
Like, I got a job for you. All right, fuck it. It's Boston after all.
It is just Boston.
I'm not
All right, fellas, I'm done.
Good for you, sir.
All right, sir.
All right, boys, later.
Who needs
all right, guys.
Later.
Be good.
Bye.